Don't need to do that. Where's the button?
Recording in progress.
Sure.
Dan, you could have a second career as the computer voice on Zoom.
Career.
All right, so let's call this meeting to order and start with any additions, postponements of agenda items for the today's agenda. Let's moving on to the consent agenda items, reviewing the minutes. These all looked fine.
They looked fine to me.
Yep. Everyone have any comments or changes? Anyone else? Treasurer's report.
Okay, the report is again missing because the treasurer did not get to Tammy before she went on vacation.
She is gone this week.
She's gone. I
Oh.
probably saw that because she would have notified you for payroll, right? Yeah. And just, I don't know if she would have had her stuff all lined up on the by the third anyway, because that's her end of the year and everything has to be. But we can get it when she comes back. This is more or less the report on our fundraising. The left was last year. The one to the right is this year.
Oh.
The one to the right is not correct because no matter what I do to it, my brain appears to be fried. It's either 50 cents off or a dollar off. And at some point, I could go back and see if I can locate that damn dollar. But basically, that is what we made and where it went or where it's going.
I'll chip in the 50 cents if it helps you, Carl.
Well, I was thinking of making a 50 cent donation. I tried putting that in and now still doesn't work.
Okay.
But there's some stupid little thing there that I can't see because I've been staring at it too long. But
Yeah, sorry, where it's in
if it's $1 off, I think I can put it. If you guys can accept it. And I find
so the
that
one.
the raffle this year actually did, what, almost as well as last year. They had 11.90 last year and 11.24 this year.
It looks like, and then the book sale
Book sales are down
down a little
50
bit.
bucks, 60 bucks. The bake sale came out almost identical.
I do have to give some credit to Barbara Scotts for that
Yeah.
fact.
She was a good assistant. So we're down just a little bit fundraising wise than the year before.
Yeah.
205.
1730 from 1849, 130.
All right. Well, maybe next meeting we can have a more complete report
Yeah, I guess you can
to
see when we run through the last fiscal year also. She would have all of the last fiscal year reports done by then, and
Okay.
yeah.
That makes sense. Okay. Any questions for Carl?
Cents.
It's rattling around the quilt drive. Okay, shall we move on to the library director's report?
I think overall, June turned out to be somewhat of a mixed month. We had a really good showing for June programming, which was nice because end of the school year transition in the summer tends to be a tricky time to get people together with schedules changing and seasons changing. But you have between the geology program, the garden tour, coffee house, and then some of the miscellaneous kids stuff. We had a pretty reasonable showing for programming, which was nice. Visits inside the library would have been nice to have been busier. It was pretty quiet overall. We didn't move. We actually went down in book circulation, which, whatever, it's one month, but usually we get busier in the summertime. So it was a little bit of a disappointment to see we hadn't followed that trend this year, but so it goes. So, and overall, mixed. Other things to highlight from the report, yeah, June was fairly heavy with facilities work. We had the company who, gosh, 5 years ago helped us work on our Wi-Fi network. Came back over a couple of days, and we've upgraded the network inside and outside now. The rationale there had been last year when we got the fiber connection set up, the infrastructure, the routers, the repeaters that we had for the public Wi-Fi network, they work, but they essentially weren't able to offer the same bandwidth that the new fiber connection could. So essentially, the public network didn't see the benefit of the fiber connection when it was installed. So when the numbers look good for the end of the fiscal year, we said now's the time to spend the money on that hardware, and we did. So now the entire building, all the networks are the same speed, which is good. And we did, after a 7-hour sprint yesterday, the hot water heater is installed and taken care of. So
Great.
the flood math is actually a math is a not an accurate description. It's more of an electrical strip. But the device that would turn the hot water, excuse me, turn the water flow off if there was ever water to hit it, is installed. So hopefully, if there was ever an incident like we had in the spring, that will prevent from the damage like we saw. So a little bit of facilities work, and I don't think too much else to share.
You said you still don't have anyone to do the floor.
No, I had my fingers crossed that Bill Langley was going to be able to take it on. He's done work for us before. The select board has approved his work before. It was pretty reasonable to work with. Lots of people don't like to do renovation work because it's messy and you never know quite what you're going to get yourself into, and it ends up being bigger a lot of the time than you first anticipate. So when I pitched the idea of floor repair work, I'm not sure if it was just a bigger headache than he wanted, but I'm going to reach out to Barry Tile again and see if they can recommend any contractors who might be available or who they work with regularly as somebody who could take on the work. So
And are we going to replace it with wood again? Is that a
that's like a, I don't know if it's actually a plastic, but it's like a laminate, so it's not wood.
it's not pre, it's like prefabricated. Manufactured wood is another where they laminate wood on top of non-wood, I guess, or manufactured. So it looks like real wood, but it's still just a veneer. Is that, you think that's what that is, or you think just actual plastic or
It's similar to that. Like it's that laminate
vinyl?
product where it's not wood, but at the
It's kind
same,
of meant to get wet.
you know.
Okay. Gotcha. Anything else?
May not have found their way into the report, but the game day has lured in one more adult.
Ah, that's great.
Mm-hmm. So that seems to be the liveliest thing that's happening here.
Well, I don't know about that.
It's consistent.
Well, I wanted to just say that I thought that the geology program that we had was wonderful. Repeat to see
Yes. Nice.
How many people came to that?
I don't know, but I was sitting in the last seat in the back.
That's a people stand.
Just under 15, something like that.
How many?
Oh, I once. It was either just over 20 or just. It was right around 20 people.
That's terrific.
Yep. So, like I said, it was a reasonable showing. I think Casey was impressed. She had seemed a little bit skeptical in the beginning when I reached out to her, but no, like I said, I think it was a totally reasonable showing, and the folks who showed up seemed to be engaged, and
Oh,
had some
that's
people
good.
traveling from Northfield, and there weren't. Well, my kids were here. Her kids were here. I'm trying to think. Well, the gentleman who came. One of the gentlemen who came from Northfield brought grandkids, but they didn't say. It's
Where
like
are the
they did.
books?
Yeah.
They passed around.
Okay, well, then they should have been happy.
It was hands on.
The thing about RBS, have you gotten any updates on access since you?
No, I was trying to. I didn't want to be a. I'm assuming that people are still kind of complaining, and it's been kind of a hot button issue here for the last week. So I was going to give a little bit of breathing room before I.
Because they're shutting everything down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
little by little,
it's a little confusing because there's some mixed messaging going on. But I think that there will be certain individuals within town governance who will get access. I would imagine you would be one of them since the books are in there.
Like I said, I had reached out to the facilities director within the last few weeks of the school year. When I didn't hear back, I didn't worry about it too much because it was the end of the school year and figured it would be accessible. And then, well, here we are.
Well, who is in control?
Well, so this just happened a couple week and a half ago, which is at the end of the fiscal year, the beginning of the new fiscal year, the district turned off access, shut off access and utilities. Sounds like they reinstated the electricity, but initially they weren't going to supply power to the building because the town hadn't taken ownership
of
July 1st. So
the district had said they had expected. No, they didn't tell anybody. The district had essentially indicated that they thought by July 1st, the town would be in ownership and essentially things would have been established, but that's not been the case. And the dumpsters are still there. I used them yesterday. Not sure what the pickup. They usually cut back. It was usually gets picked up once a month. During the summertime, they cut back the pickup schedule. So I have no idea what. The dumpsters are still physically there, but
and didn't they suggest also using the community hall for the dinners? That was a suggestion.
That was not a suggestion by the district. That was a suggestion by the select board.
Oh, the select board.
The community hall is not large enough to accommodate the suffers. So,
so like I said, I mean, from our perspective, it's not a huge blow because we're not doing a lot in there. However, if we had known that we were going to be restricted mm-hmm. of access, we would have done things differently and we would have moved some stuff out and mm-hmm. we would have set things up differently. But.
Well, we'll find out more. Hopefully, there is a select board executive session special meeting this Friday, and that's on the agenda to discuss. So I think there's been some lawyerly exchanges going on. Mm-hmm.
It's too bad that with all of their effort to shut things down and remove things, they didn't remove the PCBs.
Could have
held up everything.
Well, we don't even know if PCBs exist.
Yeah, just the testing on it, you know.
I did go online and look at the, well, this is an aside, but I did look online about the PCB testing schedule,
mm-hmm.
and it was September of 2025 was when RBS was tested.
That's when they would have probably.
That was on the schedule, the statewide schedule of every school.
And of course, that was that exceeded when they thought we would take them home.
All right. Well, any other questions for Ryan? Okay. Were we gonna do another coffee hour this summer, or are we gonna take a little summer break?
I was in touch. July is tough to do anything, so I didn't push a lot. We tend not to really do any programming in July, but I was going to talk about a July August date.
I think cool. And even something like a little different could be a fun idea. I like my coffee hour. I know the ice cream social was really popular that one year we did it. But I don't know if there's something else planned with Raspberry Rising, kind of back to school thing that they could be, maybe we could work together with them on something. But I think August makes sense. All right. Anyone want to make a motion to accept a consent agenda?
I move that we accept the agenda.
Second,
Is something
all in favor?
aye.
All right.
Okay. Moving on to, actually, I don't have the regular this month's agenda in front of me.
Oh, I might not have handed off this one.
Or additions, we didn't have any audience.
Nobody on Zoom.
None. Review and approve the building use policy, which Ryan printed out for us.
Is there a coffee up there?
Yep, do you have one, Jane?
I left my, yeah, I didn't. It's okay. I thought it was good. I could read it. Thank
There's the two policies.
you.
And this had the some of the changes we talked about last time in it.
Yes. Yeah, so it has a reference to the town facility policy. Jeffrey doesn't show up under the policy anyway. Talked with the library not endorsing any of the themes that occurred during a public, a non, excuse me, a group meeting. It includes the language kind of at the beginning of the policy about how we just kind of refer to people as groups. Well, some of the other big pieces that we'd wanted to.
Is it more than one page? I only have one page.
It's only one page.
Right. So there's no, I think the only thing I questioned was I can remember we talked about changing the time to be 10 p.m. because we got 11 cents off
We
paper.
did, when I looked, when I did find, it's a facility use policy. It doesn't show up in the town's policies. They had 11.
Okay.
So I just,
Yeah.
I, yeah,
I
I didn't think
think
that 1 hour is really going to impact this hardly ever at
you
all.
never
And
did.
yep.
What can happen? Okay. Yeah, I think that's fine if it's consistent with the towns. I think that's not a big
I
deal.
think it's good.
And
And
then 48 events, yeah, the 48-hour advance notice was included. The purposes. Why am I just missing my notes? There was another big piece. Well, the open to the public piece. And whoever is hosting the meeting needs to have contact information available on the library website, is included. From my notes from our discussion about the draft we talked about last month, those are really the big pieces. I think I had briefly mentioned a discussion about the possibility of having something related to emergency use or emergency shelter. I failed to be able to get a hold of Lenny. I'm not actually sure if he's actually even still the emergency management director for the town. So I don't have anything to offer on that front. Yeah, but it's.
and what is the library? High enough that it would avoid flooding if that was the problem.
We, the only time, at least since the addition was put on in 2008, that the building has had, it was fine in Irene, it was fine in 2013, it was the 2023 storm that we had some water hit the crawl space.
The crawl space is how deep? Like
A
3 feet.
foot and a half.
Oh,
No, it's
it's
not
not
three.
that.
It's like two at the most.
Okay, so we have 2 feet. Whoa. That's like a magic trick. There you go.
Secondary gets hurt at some point.
No, I think the thing that had come up, the questions that have been raised in the past, and I guess practices in the past have been, since when RBS was in operation for the last however many decades, they always had a key to the building. So if the school had to evacuate, they could go to the community center, the town office, the fire department, here, or the church, just to get kids someplace. There was a request from one of the summer camps in town wanting to be able to have this as a safe space to go in an emergency. There's been another instance or two as well in the past. It hasn't come up often. We don't have a big building use capacity. But like I said, it was something that the board had. The approach in the past has been, we want to do our best to help, but we also need to do our best to protect the collection as well. Having a bunch of sick, wet people coming in here doesn't seem to be a great scenario, but
And it seems to me that the choice of buildings along here, you have the value of all those books that are here. But if you really wanted to get out of an area in an emergency with heavy rain or the lungs or whatever, that going up to the camp buildings, which are up the hill, would certainly be a safer choice in a serious situation. And it's
you
not.
go in the church and go on the second story, and it was, would take a lot of water to get there.
Oh my God.
But like I said, RVS is the has a well, it's
Is
a
the
forever.
default.
Well, it's not the default, it is the designated Red Cross emergency shelter. So they have the cots, but again, I don't know, that's kind of in limbo with all the
We are.
no, the RVS. So I don't
What can't go into.
Yes.
So yeah, it wasn't that. I think this what we have here is definitely the bulk of the important stuff that's going to
Yeah.
come up more frequently.
Yeah.
But again, like again, it was in May or June when I had this couple requests for building use that I felt a little uneasy on, and again, one of them was related to the emergency use, and it felt like it might make sense to consider including it here. And it's not to say that we couldn't in the future if we get more information, depending on how things shake out with, well, our actual emergencies, the designated emergency shelter in town.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, it seems like scheduling of the library space is at the discretion of the library director. In an emergency, you could decide to say, hey, we're going to be here. And if,
Maybe,
it
and
need be,
yep.
this is another place, or I think it looks good. I don't have any other questions on it.
This was the entirety of it.
Yes.
That looks good to me.
Do we want to make a motion to adopt this building use policy today?
Yes, let's do it.
Oh, Jane, are you making a motion?
I made the last. Somebody else would make a motion.
Move we adopt the censor.
I'll make it back to you. Oh, okay.
Any sec seconds?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we've adopted the Roxbury Free Library building use policy.
Oh, Lord, I hope there's no emergency.
Me too.
Yeah,
Me too.
that was
There's
the
enough
rain this morning
tanks
with
in
the Lord.
the emergency to deal with that.
Okay, next on the agenda is reviewing the Free Library calendar, trustees calendar. So we're keeping on track with what we do.
Yes.
Lo and behold, today, this month, we review the trustees calendar and post the books from bake sale. Which seems, anyone have any reflections, by the way, on the bake sale and the book sale?
To say again, I think the book sale went really smoothly.
I was happy to see fewer books at the end of the sale than when we started it.
There seem to be fewer books in general there at the sale than.
Well, it just seemed like, you know, a little less
doable.
It seems like the leak is as big as the failing.
Right. Yeah. That's.
I don't think we had as many drop-offs as we did in May.
I mean, there's been times the porch has been just...
Right, because I remember in May, like, the porch at the community center was full, and then it came here, and this porch was full, and...
And as for the big sale, I didn't get as many responses as I usually get, but because Wendy Cashman made about 7 different kinds of pastries, we had enough for everybody to the very end. So I was concerned that not as many people responded with goodies as I thought they usually do.
Well, I'm wondering too if that is a contact list that needs to be updated, because it seems that there are some other folks in town,
I think there are,
who like to bake, who
are
not
aren't
on that
right.
list.
I think it's a pretty updated list. There's one person who said, "Can you take me all?" Anyway, I was a little disappointed by the number of people who did this one. I only make one phone call because I don't like making a second one to remind people that maybe it's a good idea if I could do it in an acceptable, funny way.
Can't remember, you posted it on Roxbury Roots.
I posted it right on Roxbury Roots.
Okay. I don't see anything on this calendar that is amiss.
Another thing I noticed when I reviewed it again, the coordinate library cleanup in April and the planned volunteer luncheon in May are a bit antiquated at this time. We haven't really done any of those things. It's not hurting anything having them on there, but I mean, I guess it could hurt as maybe a reminder, but we kind of lumped the volunteer luncheon into the celebration of support, which we've been quite a few years now doing in the fall. Because I don't think there's really any reason to have those on there. It's not hurting continuing to review them or think about them, but at the same time, it really doesn't reflect what we've been doing for quite a few years now.
Does it make sense to just combine planned celebration of support and planned volunteer luncheon as one thing?
It's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. I like the idea of leaving the library cleanup on there because I feel I feel like it's a reminder that, you know,
we can do something.
We can do something. We can come and break leaves or, you know, do something that.
It's normally fit into the week.
Yeah, or that, you know, we don't necessarily think of as trustees. I will say, Tom Frazier said he came over before the 4th of July and mowed the lawn here because the town lawnmower contractor is not fulfilling his contract. So
I wasn't sure about that. He didn't say anything to me about it, but I was surprised that it was mowed right before the 4th.
Yeah.
So that's what happened.
Yeah, he said he came over and did it because he thought it didn't look good with a bunch of people coming into town for the parade to have the library not be mowed. And
nice of him.
I thanked him. But it was quickly followed with his comments about our job as trustees. But I think that you know, it wouldn't hurt to maybe we make a little thank you card for him caring enough to do that.
Were his comments anti-library comments?
They're not anti-library.
You should see that he gets mowed.
Yeah, I think
that we perhaps should, you know, insist a bit more about either the town upholding that side of things or we also notice something like that. And frankly, I didn't notice. So it's probably because my own lawn is very long. but again, I think it's worth maybe Jane and I can coordinate a little, make it hard. So,
but on the bigger picture,
bigger picture.
Wasn't mowed because the town mower was not really adequately doing the work.
He's not doing the work.
There have been so many complaints to Tammy about the fact that he's not, he doesn't do it on time, he doesn't do it carefully,
really?
Or he doesn't do it at all.
Yeah. So,
he should not hire him being the evolutionist.
It seemed not.
So, right. So I don't think that's necessarily on the trustees necessarily. I'm just saying, you know, maybe we can kind of keep an eye out and make a note of that type of lapse if it happens again in the future, which it probably won't. But I like keeping that on there for that reason,
yeah.
You know, because I know that sometimes the interior is the reference, but I think, you know, maybe the immediate grounds, picking up things that have blown and what have you. So, okay, anything else on the calendar?
Well, this has its little code up here, I guess, calling itself, is that a bylaw under the ID?
It was.
But I think of this more as a suggestion schedule when we want to table things until later we do, and
absolutely
wanted to pull something up ahead of time, we could do that. It's,
again, those codes are just kind of
basically our intention, but it's not nothing carved in stone here.
No, I mean, it's when you're the trustees, you can make modifications at any point in time in the policy.
I mean, some things are required, like March or like board officers, you have to do that then.
But no, like, it's really, this is every time we plan an agenda, review this. Like, we always go back. Like, this is very crucial for the agenda planning.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I like how, you know, how it's spread out.
Like I said, we do have, there are some policies listed on here for review. It feels like sometimes we beat an old horse by, I think next month is when we're supposed to review the personnel policy again.
There aren't very many.
I think the past boards have looked at that differently, where they like having a policy every month just to keep them fresh in your minds.
Policy a month?
Yep.
Keeps
but
the
then
doctor, right?
This becomes background noise and you stop paying attention, and it becomes kind of rote. Or kind of a routine that's not that meaningful. And other times, I'm maybe just picking like 1 or 2 months where we do like a heavy lift on a lot of policy review or policy work. But it's, like I said, does it make sense to add in the MUSI policy or this building use policy to our review schedule? I don't know. Does it make sense just to maybe at the beginning of the year identify which policies we should or shouldn't pay attention to?
When it says policy review in September, what does that mean exactly?
I think that was it. The statement that I just made of, let's look at our policy manual and see if there's anything that
is to check things that
needs to be updated. I mean, I like keeping it kind of open like that. Maybe that September policy review is where we put the other things, like you said, that aren't individually listed, but we just sort of, you know. Okay.
Sounds good.
Pick them and.
Yeah, I have a question back to when we were talking about, cleaning up. Who is responsible for clearing the exits when there's a heavy snowstorm?
Staff.
Okay, the time won't do well for you.
I mean, we've never asked, but it would be the town crew. Yeah, the town crew is the one who cleaned the Well, the town office, the school district was responsible for the school building, but no, the town office would have been the town crew, and they said we've always done it ourselves, and I think there was that balance of, in years gone by, trying not to ask for too much.
Well, I don't know. I'm of the opinion at this point is that if we don't ask the select board, and then if we don't imply that they're demanding it, that they will do this on every request they're not going to require. So.
I know that there have been volunteers also helping with that shoveling, and it feels, is there concern about the staff doing it in terms
So I
of
think the real burden comes in. It came up at town meeting a few years ago. So if it's a day that we're open, one of the 4 days during the winter that we're open, it's usually not that big of a deal because somebody's coming in, maybe coming a little bit earlier or whatever. But it's the random. So the longer stretch would be between a Saturday and a Tuesday. So if the library closes at 3 o'clock on a Saturday and we get hit with a nor'easter, then people come in outside of hours to shovel it. Because if somebody goes up to the book drop or somebody goes around the ramp or whatever and it's a mess, like that's where the potential liability or the potential problem might come in is the days that we're not open and it's full of snow. And so depending on the winter and depending on the ice and depending on the snowfall, like it can be, here I am again
Right. Could
on my
be two
way.
feet of concrete or 2 feet of fluffy powder. It makes a big difference when you shovel it.
So now, in terms of the management of the snow, like that's really where the burden comes in. It's making a special trip into town just to
Yeah, I
shovel.
was going to say it's
Right.
20 minutes work and 40 minutes travel, you know, so it's.
Whatever. And yeah.
I think I'd like to think about that a little bit more before bringing it up. As you said, like being careful not to ask too much, but also feeling.
Right, like it's the same
There will
thing.
be
Like,
a balance
does
there.
the town office rely on volunteers to have it shoveled? No.
Well, who gets sued if somebody fell on the steps?
The town, I would think.
Well, then they should clean it up. I mean, I don't know that we need to go forward with that or be, but I that maybe just a just to at some point when we feel strong and healthy, just to mention that fact to them, and that we've got what happens if the director is snowed in, or the people working here are snowed in, that there is an issue.
I've never thought about it. I actually feel silly. That's never crossed my mind before. Probably the totally reasonable ask would be the 2 day, well, the Monday and the Friday that we're not open, that they'd be responsible for shoveling on those days, because that would cut back. Yeah, if there was a need for shoveling on like the Monday and the Friday, because we'd be here on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. That would eliminate the need to do the special trips or whatever. I guess that might be an olive leaf for a totally reasonable ask is the days that we're not open.
I did on Monday, I did mention again the need for a sort of understanding between the select board and the library on who on where, what is the town responsible for? The understanding is the exterior, and we're responsible for the interior, in terms of facilities. And I think it might be a good project for us to come up with some written,
A draft MOU to propose.
and I think that would be where we would address that winter maintenance issue.
Well, because that road will have to be crossed if we do find a contractor to do the work on the floor. That's definitely going to be one that I would feel we would probably need to float past them to see if they want to weigh in on it or not. It's a physical
I guess
structure.
is the answer with yes,
I
they will want to weigh in.
yes, I suspect as well.
So,
But again, there's that line when we have the general notion exterior versus interior. It's totally interior, but it's the physical structure of the building. So.
right. So, is that something that you could jot some notes or ideas on and then?
I can see it comes. I feel like in the last handful of months, there was somebody else kicking around the library listserv. They were looking for an MOU between a town and a building. Excuse me, a town and a library. I could go back and email it to the
Was
girl.
that Renee who's?
No, the library was public libraries. Somebody else was in a similar situation, or they were looking for clarification on something. And we'll see if I can't track down some existing language that others have used.
Because that seems like it's sort of high time to get that done. And then, was there any history of that understanding when the building was transferred to town ownership? And was that Sue who was?
Sue was the library director. So the rationale had been, I don't totally understand. I mean, Jane, you might remember. So
No.
for some of the grants, I don't know the details, but for some of the grants that they got to put the addition on, it made sense or it was required for the building to be owned by the town. And so the town, excuse me, the library board essentially transferred, gifted the building, the ownership of the building to the municipality. That's when the MOU really should have
Okay,
been
so there
created.
isn't one from that time.
No, there is
Okay,
not.
okay. But
Um,
that's when we had to pay for the new addition, the
right.
moving and the new addition.
Yep.
The only way we could do that was for the town to buy the library
Yep.
or to own the
I don't know
library.
why there is.
Right, so that's what he's saying, though, is that's when there should have been that memo of understanding.
Yeah, no, I don't think it was done. I don't think they were,
You
no
like
one seems to
that
know.
in exterior versus interior distinction really was kind of how we've looked at it, but that's not always been totally clear yet. When we did the renovation and the entryway there, we had felt like that was totally within the realms of the library board because it's interior, it's not changing the physical structure. But the select board at that point in time didn't want to check off on it. It's like we had to have. Like when we redid the lights in there, we had to have a contractor approved. And
Right.
so, like I said, it didn't feel like this. I was around for that. And in terms of how things have operated in the past, to me, that one definitely felt like that was a library staff, library board
Decision.
decision. But the select board still wanted to be involved in that one.
I wonder if it's
When.
because it felt so exit. I mean, I'm
Yeah, I was going to say that, like the building really has two exits.
So maybe they were just concerned
And
that
they
it would
weren't.
impede the exit somehow, but
They weren't sure that they don't know much about ADA either.
But like I said,
So.
historically, like it's been good. Like when we had the issue with the porch essentially lifting the roof off, the board took care of that. Excuse me, the select board took care of that. The only time that we've ever had water pipes freeze, they froze underneath the driveway. The select board took care of that. They've picked up a $1,000 deductible, I think. I think that's what it was. You have a $1,000 deductible for the work that's happened in here. They picked up. And it's really the it's the uncertainty, I guess, is really what. Like there hasn't been any like down to the mat fights about who's going to pay for what. Like it's largely been fine. Like the confusion just constantly revolves around who does or doesn't make decisions.
Well, it seems to me the consistency has been anything involving, as you said, sort of structural changes. Now, I don't know about the entryway being structural, but it certainly is a change of use for that
Sure.
area. So, and then certainly, something related to, utility like water pipes freezing ex outside the building, things like that. Like I think about our phone wiring policy. It's all like the exterior wiring is TDS's responsibility, and then in the house we have it before. So So all that seems, fairly to me consistent, with the exception of that barrier. But I think again, if we can clarify that in language, that would be good.
Boards change, staff changes, history gets lost. It's, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me know if it was, that's helpful to.
It is the same thing with the conversation with the mowing and the snow shoveling. It's like,
Well, and
why?
I think whatever MOU we come up with should include something about, the sort of sharing of that. Oh, at least the snow shoveling, the mowing seems, again, if this is town property, then it's not to say a volunteer like Tom who wants it 1.5 inches instead of 3 inches tall grass, then feels compelled, he could do it, but he's also turning 80. So, okay.
He's
Well,
pretty new. Yeah,
a young man.
a young man, but spry.
We can't really catch up.
Okay, so that seems like a fairly good calendar. And does that answer your question, Sadie, about reenactment?
Well, I just think that we need to have something in writing that is understood by everybody who's part of the library, and that we have it understood by the select board too, because they are, their strategy is, if I don't know much about it, we're not paying for it. They're going to be an obstacle if you don't have it clearly defined ahead of time.
Well, I think if we can, you can go back through the public listserv, or the library listserv, and find some form of language that meets our needs. And maybe at the next meeting we'll have something we can talk about and review.
Yeah, also the select board is, they're new, most of them
Yeah,
that we have.
I think there's, it's like there's turnover and there's an ebb and flow in temperaments. So the consistency will be in the policies we have in place. So. All right. Anything else on the agenda?
Do
Did we
any?
approve for the calendar? Did we need
Oh, do
that?
we need to make a motion to
It's
approve the
on the
calendar?
minutes here,
To approve
so.
the calendar?
Do we make any changes?
I think just the one in September policy review, we would review policies that aren't individually listed. That was the only,
Did we
and
keep the volunteer luncheon?
I think we could consolidate it to.
Discuss the board had some flicks. Oh no, did something up here. Some I did write something about it. Oh, Ryan wondered about officially combining the volunteer celebration of support and the volunteer luncheon. It was discussed. I don't know that we.
So we've been having that in October, and so discussing it happens in, or planning it happens in what, September? Is that what's on there?
Yes.
So yeah, I would, we could shift celebration of support slash volunteer luncheon to combine them. And
Both for the planning and the hosting.
the planning and the hosting. And then policy review in September would be,
Is it a review in September or is it a scheduling?
so review is September and work is October. Policy review and policy work. Does this feel like the work is spread out across the year in a way that makes sense.
New Bible.
The policy stuff could really go anywhere.
Yeah.
I think the majority of the other pieces in the calendar do fit a
Yeah.
pretty logical chronology.
So too.
So in May, we're going to strike the planned volunteer luncheon.
No, we're keeping.
We're
Oh
going to
yeah,
plan it.
no,
Yeah, in May.
May. We're striking that.
Because we're going to plan it in September.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then policy review in September would just be, I mean, how many other policies that
Oh,
are in there?
I'm going so completely confused. What is changing from May to September?
We're gonna remove from May this,
Okay.
and then in September,
Well, but we're removing it, but when does it go? When
it
do
right here, because
so it goes to October and okay, September.
what Ryan has said is the volunteer luncheon and the celebration of support are basically
Okay.
one and the same.
Okay.
So we're gonna,
In September.
with the understanding the celebration of support is the volunteer luncheon.
Though the volunteer luncheon will be in September.
No, the planning.
Planning's in
Planning.
September, and
And
hosting it is October.
happens in
Okay,
October.
planning, supporting planning.
Yes, the celebration and luncheon.
If I had to say anything about the policy review and the policy work that isn't individually listed, I would say that October, November, December, with the budgeting and the feels
They're busy.
busy.
Yeah.
And if we could put some policy review in some other months,
Well, May
but
and June only have one thing each now.
yeah. Maybe we leave policy review there, and if we have time for it, we can do it, but we add it to May or June also, policy review and policy work, if that seems to make sense. Then we have some flexibility.
So it was a suggestion to move the review and the work essentially half a year away into May and June. Is that
Or we leave it there and we add it in May and June. And then if in September we just do one, but in May we do two or something, that we just sort of spread it out a little
sure.
bit. But unless it feels, too weird to be doing it piecemeal, but I just it does seem like the fall is especially busy, and the budget is obviously the big kind of push there with the holidays and everything. I was saying October to December is a little nutty.
Same result to me.
Anyone else? That seem? And then we can, we can pick a policy that we're gonna look at different times.
How many policies do we have?
That's all
We
for
left
me.
those all together.
Where is that pulled up?
I mean, how many
1, 2,
actual policy
3, 4,
bylaws is what they do.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
How many
11,
inventory?
oh, about 15.
15. Really? That's a lot of different.
I
For our
guess we just
little
added another
library.
one.
Yeah, we just added one. Oh God. Okay. That's three. Does that seem clear, Jeannie? Do you?
You'll all tell me whether it does when you review
Okay.
the
We're just adding
mean, you just,
policy review and policy work to May and
right,
May and
essentially
June.
duplicated September and October into May and June regarding the policy pieces.
15.
Okay. Do we want to make a motion to accept the new amended calendar?
We could accept it as amended.
Yes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Okay. Is that it on the agenda?
Of course.
Next meeting is
Middle of August,
guess what?
14th.
14th. It's my dad's birthday. Great. Thanks, everyone.
We hope 2 weeks to get the report in. Unless she goes on vacation for